What followed is a 9-year period that can best be titled as denial and running. When I got a chance to identify the real torment that I caused, I didn't stand still long enough to do so. Whether it be by distraction, substance use, thrill-seeking, or the scrupulous policing of my inner speak, I refused to be static and silent. Amidst this noise, I also drew heavily upon other parts of my life to construct a picture of who I was. I was a surfer, a social science student, a friend to good people, a loved brother and son, an outdoor recreation guide, and eventually a youth worker. I gripped tight to the simple notion that I wasn't a bad person. I didn't think I had this in my bones. I thought I was made up of something else. For my nurtured upbringing, my loving extended family and role models. People close to me were warm and genuine in their respect shown towards women. It took me a long time to stare down this dark corner of myself and to ask it questions.